Welcome to Behind the Grit, the podcast where chaos is no match for grit. As an entrepreneur, I can tell you, I don't wait for success. I make a way despite all odds. For me personally, after living in quiet desperation, facing numerous challenges followed by tragedy, I refuse to give up. To this day, I remain disciplined and I continue to grow my business, create a legacy while curating a life I love on my terms. I know for me, failure has taught me things I wouldn't have learned from success. I have faced an insurmountable amount of adversity over the past decade, and I never gave up, nor will I. In this podcast, I'm going to share my unfiltered, raw, and real lessons on how having downright grit is a necessity in business and in everyday life. This podcast is not only for entrepreneurs, it's for anyone who's faced adversity or who is struggling with a lack or a fixed mindset or who knows they are meant to make an impact but don't know where to start. I'm not only going to share the challenges I experienced, I'm going to share the solutions and strategy I use to pull myself back up each and every time. Welcome to Behind the Grit. I am your host, Monica Klein. In today's episode, I want to talk about learning to get out of your own way. So let me ask you, are you a woman who loves creating obstacles for herself? Do you put your passions, your career, your dreams, your goals, maybe your own business on the back burner for somebody in your life? Maybe it's the man in your life. Maybe it's obligations. Maybe it is doing something that you're not necessarily called to be doing. All of this is definitely okay. But the point I want to make today is to make sure you are taking care of yourself first. This is your priority, is to care for yourself and to live the life that you are destined to live. So as women, I know in talking with women, whether it be from friendships to colleagues to clients, the number one thing I hear when I ask if they are self-caring is I get responses that are outwardly, not what's happening on the inside. So the responses are, yes, I got my hair done. I got a manicure. I went to the spa. I just got the new latest and greatest bag. I went shopping. So these are all nice, but this is taking care of yourself from an outward perspective. This is not taking care of ourselves inside. Our appearance, the way we dress, the house we live in, the cars we drive, going to a fitness class, that is self-care, but not in the way I'm talking about. And this is what leads to getting in your own way. So I want to dive into this a little bit deeper and really share what my belief is on self-care and how you can get out of your own way. Let's pause this episode for a moment and let me ask you, are you ready to step out of your comfort zone and tackle challenges head on? Maybe you feel stuck and your problems feel insurmountable. Do you believe you have a message to share with the world, but you don't know where to start? Are you struggling with how to bounce back from any setbacks you're facing? Or maybe you're struggling to get traction even though you feel you're doing everything right. Or maybe you're grinding day in and day out with little to no results to show for it. If you are looking to rise into your personal greatness, to own your worth, and start living life on your terms, I have a solution for you. My book, entitled Behind the Grit, is filled with real-life lessons and solutions. Now, I don't hold back in this book. I share all of the shit I went through, the moments where I didn't feel like I could hold on anymore. I was literally grasping for the end of the rope. I was battling anxiety, depression, feeling lost, and hiding in my closet, fearing for my life. It was in these moments that I held on to my faith, my belief in self, and I found my true identity. These are the moments I knew I had a higher calling placed on my life, and I needed to share my message. I invite you to order my book now. I have it linked in the show notes below, or head over to my website or my social media to order your copy.
I have found in the lessons and in each scenario I faced, which I'm now sharing with you in an unfiltered, behind-the-scenes way, that if I only help one person overcome whatever they're going through, then my goal has been fulfilled.
When you focus on taking care of only the outwardly portions, which, believe me, I love to put together a great outfit. I love to have a beautiful handbag. I love to go to the spa. I love all of those things. But when I'm only focused on those things, I am neglecting the most important part. I'm neglecting on finding where I'm fulfilled, where I can become my true and authentic self. Now, there's many phases of life that we all go through. So I am coming to you from a place of life where I've experienced a lot. I am in my 50s. And, you know, a lot of women in my lifetime have said, you're going to have so much wisdom as women when we get into our 50s and our 60s. And I used to kind of cringe thinking, oh, I don't want to be that old. Now that I'm that old, I can tell you they were all right. One of those people was my mom. She would always tell me how beautiful life is and how it opens up when we get to this age. I think it's because we know our worth. We know our value. We don't take any shit. And if you do, then you need to stop and analyze why you're taking shit. But when you get to a place in life where you are living truly and authentically for who you want to be, not what others expect from you, that's when life flourishes. That is when life is truly beautiful. So if you're in the phase of life where you're raising a young family or maybe pursuing your education, just starting out in your career path, and maybe you're like me and you're building a business, I want to remind you, make sure you're doing this on your own terms. If you are not, then you are going to not be as authentic as I know you want to be. If you're doing things based on accommodating others' requests or their needs for their life according to how they see it and how you fall into that puzzle, you're going to end up not being fulfilled, not living authentically, not being genuinely happy. And the goal of this life is to find your calling, whatever that may be. That could be a full-time student. That could be a mother nurturing her family. That could be building your own business, whatever that is what we're supposed to be doing in this lifetime. So I want you to take note of how well you're caring for your mind and your soul on a deeper level. I also want you to note, what are you feeding your brain? How are you evolving? What are you doing for your growth? Because we are not meant to live in a stagnant place. We are meant to continue to evolve, to grow. And if you're not investing in yourself, now, I'm not preaching go back to school and get an MBA at the age of 50. I'm not preaching go and take 50 online courses on whatever it is that you want to learn. I am saying focus on what makes you truly happy, and that's where you're going to find fulfillment. So are you living life on your terms, or have you defaulted into living life to accommodate others based on their needs, not your needs? When you start doing this soul level work, that's what I call it. It is going deep into your soul to make sure that you are operating on all cylinders. Our body is beautiful the way it's composed. And if we are not operating on all cylinders, then there's parts of us that are going to break or going to hurt. So let me give you some examples of what I'm referencing here. So if you've listened to any of my earlier podcasts, I share about a very long-term relationship that I had. And I'm going to use this because it's my real life example, but you can paint the picture in your mind of what this may be to you. So he was very adamant about what his life was supposed to look like. And I really didn't have a say. And I was so young at the time, that I was maybe a little scared or nervous or uncertain or insecure, or probably all of them, that I became busy at making his life picture perfect, that I 100% neglected my own wants and my desires in life. Every time I would think of what I envisioned my life to be, what my dreams were, I felt guilty about bringing them up to him or even to myself, or to even mouth the words of what I truly wanted to do, because it was so far-fetched at that point. I did not think it was even possible. There was no space in the relationship for both of our desires. He had his dreams, his goals, the vision for his life, and I was there to oblige his dreams. Period. End of story. And my friends, this is not how it's supposed to be. Whatever relationship, maybe it's a parent-child, maybe it's girlfriends, maybe it's a romantic, it's a marriage, it is not supposed to be only on their terms. It is supposed to be both of you. And this is how you can help, by getting out of your own way. When you know and you are advocating for your own self, you get out of your own way, but you have to use your voice in order to do so. I remember a day when I would sit and I would ponder and daydream of what my life could look like. And to be honest, it felt so out of reach. It felt like I would never, ever have that life that I dreamt of. I used to dream of living in a big city like New York. I used to dream of traveling the world. I used to dream of going to these exotic locations and getting to know the culture and the people and the food and what makes them tick. And back then, my dreams were not relevant for the relationship I was in. And fast forward, I will tell you, I did get out of that and I did make all of my dreams for that phase of my life come to fruition. Now I have very different dreams. They look so different today now that I'm in my 50s. I'll save that for another episode. What I had to do was I had to go deep into my soul and I had to make life-changing decisions, which totally flipped my life upside down in a good way. Some maybe not so good, but that's part of life. You take the good with the bad and you maneuver through it. You walk through the bad, you walk through the messy middle, you find solutions and you get to the other side. But when you do that, you're taking a risk. And a lot of people that I meet are afraid to take a risk. And I want to say, this is your own life. This is supposed to be beautiful. You are the architect of it. So why wouldn't you take a risk on yourself? If you are feeling stuck or stagnant, you need to get out of your own way and you need to realize that you have the power to make your life that you want a reality. Don't live it out of default. Don't live it by fulfilling somebody else's life purpose. Make sure that if you are with a partner or whatever that may be, that it's two ways, that you are also making your dreams a reality. So on that note, I want to ask you, because I am coming to you from a place of, I run a business where I cater to female entrepreneurs. So these female entrepreneurs are all risk takers. They are all betting on themselves. They are investing in themselves. So that is the world that I live in. And it hasn't always been that, but it has been for the last 10 years. So I want to ask you, what are you doing to find peace internally? Once you find that peace, that is where your true calling is found. Because in my daily life right now, I get frustrated. I get sad. I want to help. I want to impart a message. I want to inspire, because I hear all too often that women, you are not stopping to take time just for you, and you're not finding the peace within yourself. I want you to stop and pause and ask yourself, When was the last time that you truly pursued something, just one thing, whatever that may be, that lit your soul on fire, that you are answering your calling in life? Because we all have a calling. We truly do. And when you tune into that, when you find that peace, that calling starts to bubble up. I call them nudges. The calling will start to appear in various ways and nudge you. It's like tapping its finger on your shoulder saying, I'm right here. I'm yours for the taking if you wish to take that risk. And if you know what that calling is, but it feels too out of reach for you, why? I want to know why it feels out of reach. Because to be honest, my dreams felt so out of reach 15, 20 years ago, and I figured out how to make them a reality for me. If I can do it, I know you can do it. We all have it within us, and it starts from believing in ourselves, our confidence level, and simply getting out of our own way. Now, I know we wear a lot of hats, and men, this is not a diss on you because you also wear a lot of hats. But as women, we tend to be overgivers, nurturers, people pleasers, sometimes perfectionist, and we tend to lean on others seeking their approval. And my question is, why? Why do we need the approval of outsiders to make us feel fulfilled? That is not the way this life works. Whatever we're doing, whatever our calling is that our calling, not somebody else's. So you need to stop leaning on others seeking their approval, because at the end of the day, it's for you to decide. The other thing I see in daily life when I'm working with women, or when I'm even with girlfriends, family, in all different walks of life, is the excuses. I have a list of running excuses, and I look up at my board and I'm like, okay, Monica, you are not using any of these excuses, because I am as guilty as to why I'm not doing the things I truly want to do. There are so many reasons that we make up in our head, and so many excuses we tell ourselves as to why we're not pursuing our passions, our goals, our dreams. You'll pursue it when this happens. Maybe when you're done raising your children, when they go off to college, when you're done caring for your parents, when you retire from your career and you can actually launch your own passion project or business. We make excuses all day, every day, and we need to be aware of those excuses, because those excuses stop us. And the reason why we make those excuses is because we're okay living a mediocre life. And if you know me in person, you run around with me, you know I am not fond of living a mediocre life. I want to live a life that is full of passion and excitement and brings me happiness, because that's what I'm put on this earth to do. We are not meant to live in a sad, depressed, anxiety state. We are meant to live life and it be fulfilling for us. So I'm going to ask you to do a few things. And if you're listening, I want you to pause at each section here. And I'm going to ask you to do some exercises. And I'm doing this because, as I shared, I see this daily. This isn't a fluke. This isn't once in a while. Every single day, I'm hearing excuses. I'm seeing the fear in women's eyes, and I want to help you push through it. So the first thing, and I have lived through these things, so I'm sharing from experience. I'm not a therapist, a life coach. I'm sharing from my real life experiences and working with professionals in my life. So first, I want you to start to take notice of those in your circle. Whenever you share your big ideas, your big dreams, your goals, do you immediately go into a defensive mode and justify your dreams and desires to others? Because if you are, several things come up here. One, it's exhausting. You shouldn't have to defend your dreams to somebody else. They are your dreams, not theirs, and they're not theirs to understand. It's also counterproductive because if their voice, even a few words, get into your head, that's going to allow you to justify more excuses. And it's also unhealthy for you. You were given this dream, these goals of things that you want to do in your life. And if somebody is being a naysayer, it becomes unhealthy. It makes you think you can't do it. And I'm here to tell you, you can, because I'm rooting for you. I see women too often discard their dreams in their life. And very rarely do I see the women go for it. I want to be surrounded by more women that go for it, because I'm telling you, there is a way to do it. So next, I want you to actively seek out like-minded people who are going to acknowledge, affirm, and celebrate your very audacious goals. For me, I have these ridiculously large, big, audacious goals, and I tell them to very, very, very few people. When I share them, they tell me, yes, that is possible. Those are the people I want on my team, because I know they're rooting for me. I know they're going to help me. They're going to guide me. They're going to support me. They're going to cheer me on. Because when you have people in your life that are trying to tell you you're doing too much, slow down. Why do you need that? You've already lived a good life. I'm going to live a good life every day. And my goal is to live until I'm at least 100 plus. So I am going to keep pursuing it. So when I surround myself with like-minded people, I'm encouraged. I'm esteemed. I'm inspired by their audacious goals. And I look at their goals and then I compare it to mine. And I'm like, wow, I should be really dreaming much bigger. And it pushes me so far out of my comfort zone that I'm out in the uncertain. And for me, to where I've gotten to now in life, 20 years ago, I wasn't doing this. But today, I love living in the uncertain. I take risks every day. I bet on myself because I know I can do it. I have the right support system, the right group of people around me. It also makes me not feel like I'm stuck or stagnant or at the same place in life. Every year of my life looks and feels different, as it should. This is the number one reason why I do, and I just had a conversation about this prior to this podcast, but this is why I preach this and I practice what I preach. I invest in coaching and masterminds, and I pay to be surrounded by like-minded individuals. If I am practicing what I preach, or if I wasn't, I would be stuck in the same friend circle as maybe I had 25 years ago, which there's nothing wrong. I still have friends from 25 years ago that I'm very close to. But my point is who I involve in my daily business, who I share my goals with. When I do that, they keep me accountable. They know that I have the ability to dream big and to execute on that dream. They also encourage me not to play small. And that's who I want to be for you as well. If you feel that you're playing small in whatever area of life, I want to be your cheerleader. I want to root you on. I want to encourage you. And if it's something in my wheelhouse that I can help you with, I want to be that person that can guide you to not play small. So going back to investing, I have a business coach. I have two different masterminds of like-mindedness. They're all female entrepreneurs in different phases. So it's really cool and exciting to be around them. We meet virtually, we meet in person. I'm getting ready to go to a conference to meet all of them in person and bond and share ideas and exchange, you know, what's been working in our businesses. When you make that investment in yourself, you are telling yourself, I am worth it and I can do it. You are stepping to the side and getting out of your own way. Now, I go much deeper than that. I do invest in other people in my life. I do have a life coach. I do have a nutritionist. And I do, I mean, it's going to sound a little woo-woo, but I do have a shaman, if you will, an energy healer that helps me keep my energy big and flowing and positive, because energy is contagious. And if I'm around the wrong people, sometimes you can't choose it. Sometimes it just happens. I need to make sure my energy is always flowing and it's cleansed and it's healthy, because it all affects your health at the end of the day. And I want to make sure I'm living my best life. And when I say my best life, I don't mean by driving the fastest car, taking private planes to the best locations to vacation. I mean my best life by being healthy, being of sound mind, being surrounded by great and amazing people that are also making an impact in this world. So when you play small and you shrink yourself down to accommodate others, you are unconsciously saying to your dreams, you're not worthy. I really can't do this. So I'll just shrink. And what this stems from is your internal insecurities. So this is something that I have been learning to work around, to deal with, to encourage. When I see a woman with a gift and a thirst for making an impact, I want to guide her if I can, if it's in my wheelhouse of building a business. And then I want to cheer her on if I can't actually guide her. I want her to know that she is fiercely loved and supported, and she can step into her calling. Because as humans, and especially as women, we are supposed to support one another, not the opposite. If you see another female who's trying really hard things and who's taking a risk on herself, support her. Stop and acknowledge her. You have no idea how far that goes. I was that person. And when I was at the bottom, the darkest of my life, when I first started to build my business, a simple, I acknowledge you, went a long way to keep me moving forward. Another way that we hold ourselves back is when we decide, we're just going to settle. I do not like that word, settle. Whether it's with a toxic person, whether it's just a status quo, whether it's just going and doing the bare minimum at a dead-end job, or an unhealthy lifestyle. Maybe it's eating junk food and watching TV all the time. Maybe it's an unfulfilled relationship. It's simply a fact. If you choose the familiar over the unknown, even if the familiar is very bad for you, that most are comfortable selecting the latter, the familiar, which equates to settling. Settling is not how we're meant to live our life. So I want to ask you, have you ever been around somebody who is just happy, who loves life, who is energetic and positive, but reality-based? Don't you feel like that energy is contagious? When you're around that, take note of how you feel. And then ask yourself, why would you settle for less than that? When you settle, it robs you of the happiness and the joy in your life. So I want you to start to expect better for yourself in all areas of your life and start to see how your life really unfolds and how it flourishes. Because when you settle, it's a very low energy. And when you start to pursue your dreams and your passion and get out of your own way, things start to become feel good. They start to make you happy and giddy and exciting. And that's what I want to see you experience in this lifetime. The next one is stop saying yes. Oh, this was such a hard one for me. I was the first one to volunteer. I was the first one to say yes. I was participating in everything, literally everything. I was exhausted. I was drained. I wasn't living my calling. I was people-pleasing. I was being a perfectionist. I was seeking approval from others. And let me tell you, it did not feel good. It was not who I was supposed to be. The day I learned the power that comes with saying no, my life completely changed. I love to say no now. Sometimes I piss people off, but you know what? That's for them to deal with. I say no because I make a habit now of only answering to what calls me deeply. And I want you to do the same. Because when you say no to those things that don't contribute to the life that you are trying to build and working towards, it's going to open you up for a lot of other great things. So learn to say no, and I want you to empower yourself to spend more time being a human being rather than a human doing. It's such a difference than just being a busybody. I'm busy. You hear those people all the time. I'm so busy. My calendar is booked. What is your calendar really filled with? Is it things that are giving you pleasure and happiness, moving the needle in your life? Maybe it's fitness or your business or relationships with your family, your children, whatever that may be. Don't be a busybody. Do it with purpose. When your calendar is blocked, make sure that there is purpose behind it. I promise it's going to leave you feeling much more fulfilled in your life. And the last thing is, if I had a dollar, a penny even, for every time somebody has done a consultation with me, and I don't care if it's me they work with, they can go work with a million other people out there, but when they say they're not ready, when you tell yourself that you're waiting until you're ready, you are sending a message to yourself that you're not good enough. You're not worthy. You're not valued. I encounter this every day in my business. Women that frequently tell me that they'll start when, and then you list that excuse. They're going to launch their business when they do ABC. They're going to go for that promotion in their career when they do ABC. They're going to share their true gift, their calling, their creativeness, their passion, when they do that thing. Maybe they feel they need that one more credential or that perfect timing, maybe when their kids are grown or when they have more time. That is a list of excuses that will go on and on and on. This is called a personality trait, and you're never going to do it. If you want to do it, now is the time. There's never going to be a perfect time. So go all in on yourself. It doesn't matter if you have the experience or not, because you can learn along the way. What it stems from, going back to getting out of your own way, it stems from a lack of self-esteem and a lack of confidence. Because I do work with a lot of brilliant and confident women, and I will tell you, they don't wait for things to be perfect. If you walked into my office and you saw all the projects I have that are not perfect, but they're in action, you would probably gawk because I have a lot of things. I'm a huge creative and I'm throwing a lot of things out there to see what's going to stick. But I'm taking perfectly imperfect action on my dreams and my desires. And I do it consistently, which means I do it every single day. Well, not on Sundays. I rest on Sundays. But daily consistent action moves the needle. And then you can decide, did I learn as much as I needed to learn? Do I need to learn another tool? Do I need to outsource this? What do I need to do to make this a reality in my life? And if it doesn't work, learn to restructure it. Don't quit. And definitely don't not start. Try it out. Test the waters. You don't get places in life by sitting on the sidelines, you've got to jump in with both feet. Don't dip your toe. Go all in. It's possible. It's possible no matter where you are in your life. So I want to end with this. I want to remind you of how truly worthy you are to live the life of your dreams, whatever that looks like for you. My life is what works for me and what my dreams are. Your life is what works for you. And there is a path to it that we can all carve out for ourselves. But you have to stop standing in your own way. When you stand in your way, you're living a life of default, and it will be mediocre. And this, my friends, is not how God intended us to live this one and beautiful life. So I encourage you to invest in yourself and start to put that plan together of what your beautiful life is supposed to look like. And remember, I'm rooting for you. Until next time.
Thanks for tuning in. If you received value from this episode, please post to your Instagram and tag me, or leave a review and comment on the platform you're tuning in from. I'd love to hear from you. Make sure you also head over to my website and subscribe to Digital Gold, where I share gold nuggets on how to build a brand and a business with multiple revenue streams. I've linked my site in the show notes below. I want to leave you with this. The life and business you desire is so much closer than you think. Go all in on your dreams and do it like your life depends on it. I'm rooting for you.